Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Triad Today, a weekly community affairs program on 98.7 Simon. I'm Charlie, your host. When you're running an organization as large as the Second Harvest Food Bank of Northwest North Carolina and working to feed over a million people across 18 counties, you need all of the help you can get through donations, volunteers, and fundraisers. It's the time of year for one of the largest fundraising events that's held by the Second Harvest Food Bank, the 21st annual Empty Bowls event. And although the event has grown and changed significantly over 21 years, the end goal is the same: to provide food and hope for our community. Reedy Minch of the Second Harvest Food Bank is joining me this morning to tell us what we can expect. Good morning, Reedy.
Hey, Charlie. Thanks for having me.
Reedy, let's start at the beginning. How did Empty Bowls get started those many years ago, and how has it grown over the years?
So like you said, Charlie, this will actually be our 21st year. Obviously, I was not a part of Second Harvest Food Bank in the initial one, sadly. But it started as a very small, modest event at one of the firehouses in downtown Winston. And as recently as 2019, it had grown to a two-day event that was at the Benton Convention Center with over 1,000 people that attended it. So it's just been really awesome to see how it's grown, the community support, our support internally. It's just been a really cool thing to watch.
This event is a cornerstone for fundraising for the Second Harvest Food Bank of Northwest North Carolina. What does it mean to the food bank each year?
Well, so we have just at this point, really just two of our signature fundraisers. We have Empty Bowls, which is always in April. And then we have another kind of smaller event that's in the fall. So anyway, not only does Empty Bowls give us a chance to raise money that we need for our operations and to feed our community, but it's just also a great way for us to get out in the community, celebrate our community with all different facets, from just our donors, our supporters, our staff being there, local artists and artisans who not only support us by giving us bowls, but then also come to the event. So it's just really, again, pre-pandemic has been a really great time for everybody to be able to come together.
Yes, as we mentioned, it's always been a community event that brought people from all over the triad together to share fellowship, meet new friends, enjoy amazing food. But when the pandemic hit in 2020, the event that year had to be canceled because the pandemic kind of started right weeks before you were supposed to have that event. I bet that was a devastating blow to everyone involved.
You know, it was, but there was, if we can remember back to 2020 and just the timing of it, everything was being canceled then. So it wasn't, honestly, and I'll get to this point eventually, but 2021 was sort of the harder. 2020, everything was canceled. You know, people were not doing anything, going anywhere. There was really no, ooh, what should we do sort of call. Mm-hmm. We also, it was very close to the actual event. So we had already been in fundraising mode, had secured lots of sponsors, and all of them were gracious enough, you know, knowing also that the need, once the pandemic hit, all of them let us keep their sponsorship money. And so again, that wasn't the worst thing ever, because it was just what we were doing. Then rolls in 2021, when it's still sort of a mixed bag of, okay, well, some people think it's okay to do stuff and some people don't want to do things. And how can we kind of come up with some sort of middle ground in that? And that's where last year we pivoted to this drive-through model, which we are again doing this year.
Yeah, you really had to, you know, in 2021, like you said, they did start lifting some restrictions, but we still had to social distance and there couldn't be large gatherings or anything like that. So you wanted to do your event, but you had to do it quite differently. So tell us about that.
Right. So 2021, again, was just, you know, people were very polarized. There were some people were like, just over it. And they're like, we want to get out and do stuff. And then there are people who still, and it still is a little bit this way, who are never going to an in-person event ever, period. And that's, you know, I appreciate both sides of that. And even within our own organization, we had people who felt that same way. So we're like, okay, what can we do that lets us be able to still interact with community and provide a service and obviously raise funds, but really keep things as risk-free as possible. So we sort of brainstormed, we really, and full transparency, had no idea what we were doing. This whole drive-through thing, which was sort of scary because one of the things we knew people loved to come and do at actual Empty Bowls was browse through the tables of hundreds and thousands of bowls and pick their bowls. But in the drive-through, we had to really scale down the amount of soups that were being offered and the food that was being offered. And then people were no longer going to be able to actually pick your bowl. You were just going to get sort of like a surprise goodie bag, like going to the old school like fair or something, and get your bowls that way, which we anticipated would maybe be a little bit of an issue, that people would be, you know, quote unquote upset that maybe they didn't like the bowl that they got. So honestly, after the event last year, I was scared to check my email the next morning thinking that people were like, hey, I don't like my bowl, you know, this isn't my favorite color. But everybody was extremely gracious, didn't get a single one of those emails. We got great feedback also in that a lot of people were like, hey, you know, I could never come, even before the pandemic, I could never really get out of work for, you know, an hour, 2 hours on the Empty Bowls day and get to Benton Convention Center and park and do all of that and enjoy the event. So we had people who, again, could never go. And all of a sudden they're like, I could swing through after work and pick up this dinner and take it home to my family. So we pretty much decided, not knowing, you know, what the world was going to look like in 2022, right after the event in 2021, that we were going to stick with this model, at least for now.
I'm talking with Reedy Mensch of the Second Harvest Food Bank about the annual Empty Bowls fundraising event. And yes, it might have seemed like a disappointing shift when you went to this mode, but it turned out to be pretty successful. And so you're going to do it this way again. So let's go over some of the specific details that people need to know to participate in the Empty Bowls drive-through event that's happening on April 27th.
So the first thing you would do is to go to emptybowlsnc.com, and that's where you would buy tickets, see the different soups that we have, sort of spells out the process, which it's not a very hard process. And then on the 27th, once you purchase your tickets, you drive through, say your name, either probably myself or one of my coworkers comes to your car, grabs your stuff. We did not have any backup. It went so smoothly last year. In a bag that has your soups, a couple bowls, some bread, and some cookies, and then you are on your merry way.
How much are the tickets and what do they receive for that ticket price?
So just a regular baseline ticket is $60, and that includes two servings of soup, bread, and cookies, as well as two bowls. And then there are some other higher levels, some benefactor and patron levels, and there's some different packages that require that then you would get some wine, which is awesome. Raylan has this cool, which is very hip now. They were our wine sponsor last year as well, and we did bottles of wine, but everybody's going to canned wine now, which is really cool. So Raylan has come up with some canned wine. So there'll be a little wine package that you can get as well. There's some recognition depending on what level you choose, but there's, as I said earlier, it's a very good price point when you think about all that you're getting. I mean, two pottery bowls for $60 is crazy just upon itself.
And then there's also a raffle that's going to be happening.
There is. So we are doing our Dine 52 raffle, which is also just a really cool concept we came up with 2 years ago. Actually, it probably was 3 years ago. It was before the pandemic, where it is, each ticket is $100, which might sound like a lot, but it's a raffle where you get 52 weeks of dining for two. So it's essentially 52 gift cards to local restaurants. There's, I think, a couple of the breweries. So you and somebody else can go out and enjoy a meal on us. And you can, you know, use some people, some of the previous winners, we've had it 2 years, have given them, you know, you get all these gift cards, so you can give them as gifts. So it's a really, really cool idea. And then obviously help support our restaurant community, which is still, you know, trying to figure their way out of the pandemic.
And you absolutely, there's no way that you could go out and eat every week of the year for $100. So it's actually a great bargain if you win.
Absolutely. It really is cool. And it's places, you know, a lot of us get stuck in your little rut of going to the same three places, but it's probably places that you've never, some of them you've never been to, or places you've wanted to go to and just haven't had a chance, or maybe some of the higher end dining that, you know, you just didn't want to spend the money to. So it's a really, really cool raffle, and we're excited to be able to do it again.
Let's talk a little bit about the bowls that are the part of the Empty Bowls event. If someone has never attended before, when you did the live in-person event, there would be these pottery bowls sitting on all of the tables, and people would walk around and kind of pick one that spoke to them or that they thought was the, you know, the prettiest or whatever, and you get to take it home with you as part of being involved in this event. Well, now, as you mentioned, with the drive-through event, you will still get your bowls. They'll just be handed to you as you pick up your soups. But where do the bowls come from?
So they come from several different places. I have to give a huge shout out to the Saatchi Center in downtown Winston. They've been a huge supporter for years and years and years. They donate a huge quantity of them that are made by their students during the year. So that's one place that, again, we have gotten bowls from them for years. And then there's a different, like, it's not necessarily like a pottery bowl, like a throne bowl, but they're painted bowls, like they're called bisque bowls, that are then we take to community events and community volunteers paint those. So that's really cool that somebody who, you know, takes their time and their effort, and, you know, some of them aren't necessarily like artistic masterpieces, but it's really cool to think that, you know, somebody sat there in a conference room or in a, you know, activity room somewhere and painted this bowl that you have, that you now are eating your super ice cream out of. And then I have a couple other potters that I use just around our service area. Most of them are in actually like the Boone area, and they donate lots of the hand thrown bowls as well.
I have actually attended the event a few different times, so I have some bowls in my cabinet, and one is painted like a ladybug, and one is painted with a big daisy in the middle of it, and they're all, every time I look at them, I think of the event, and, you know, it's kind of a neat thing to take home with you, because they're different, they're one of a kind, they're different than anything that you'll have in your cabinet, and you'll always think about how you participated in something that also helped to feed other people.
Absolutely. And even with the, you know, the hand-painted ones, I kind of like, just because, again, you have no idea who did it or what they were thinking or where they might have been when they painted it. And then, I mean, just me personally, like, pottery is not really my thing. And so I would probably never really go and like purchase a potter, like a clay bowl, but to have them is super cool. So like you said, every time I go to my cabinet and open my cabinet and see some of my little clay bowls in there, I think, oh, I can't wait for Empty Bowls and see what the bowls look like. And there's just even, you know, just such a huge diversity of what they look like, the colors, the shapes, the sizes. And I definitely do miss that part of it. And I think everybody misses that part, just being able to look at the eye candy of all of them out there. But, you know, make and do with what we have.
Reedy, tell me about the soups that guests enjoy. What are they and who makes them?
So in the previous years, again, pre-pandemic, we had lots of soups were donated by local restaurants. And so there'd be, you know, probably 20, 30 different kinds of soup. So you would go in, and again, that was sort of the fun of it, that you sort of, because at any given time, there were only like six soups that were offered. So you'd go in and you wouldn't know, you know, what soup was going to be available at that time. Again, and having to shift when, especially last year, restaurants were still struggling. We knew we couldn't really ask them for donations or time, and everybody was so short-staffed. So we actually have, as a part of Second Harvest, we have Providence Culinary Training and Providence Catering. So in-house, we have a 13-week training program for chefs, and then we also, they transition lots of them to our Providence Catering. And so as of last year, Providence made all of our soups. So there are four soups that you get to choose from: a vegetable beef, a smoked potato and leek, a Sicilian bean and chicken, and the tomato basil. So those all come in-house from our Providence staff.
I'm speaking with Reedy Mensch of the Second Harvest Food Bank. Reedy, where can people register for the event and get more information on Empty Bowls that happens on April 27th?
The easiest way is to go to the Empty Bowls website, emptybowlsnc.com. You can also go to Second Harvest website, and it is linked there. But all the information you need is on the Empty Bowls website.
And you do recommend that people get their tickets in advance, correct?
You do have to buy them in advance. We do have a cutoff date. There will be no walk-ups, drive-ups. So yes, please get your tickets before April 23rd.
Because you have to know, you know, how much soup to make and how many bags to get prepared, how many things to have.
Yep. So we need to have, everything, make sure we have enough of everything. So it's no different than, you know, an actual catered event.
Where does the money from their ticket purchase go?
All of the money that we raise goes just for our general operating cost, you know, buying food, providing, you know, we serve 18 counties from Boone to Burlington. So it just goes into, like I said, our general operating funds.
Reedy, would you like to tell everyone about the new facility that you have and how that's going to help your mission of feeding families in North Carolina?
Yeah, so this is very exciting, actually. We are just on the tail end of a capital campaign, and we will be moving into a new facility either late summer or early fall this year, actually very close to the Wake Forest football field where Empty Bowls is. We will be moving over into the Whitaker Park area, and in the process of building a brand new, huge facility. Presently, we are over down on like the south side of town in an old building. We actually have about four different buildings. So our whole organization is not even housed together. So this will put us all together. It will just increase our efficiency a ton. Again, we'll all be in the same building, which has not happened in years and years and years. And we're just so excited. We can accommodate volunteers so much better. Not to be too superficial, but it's real pretty too. Like everything's like nice and shiny. So we're all really, really excited. We had such a supportive community, and we're able to raise the money we needed very quickly and broke ground really quickly. And we were lucky, for whatever reason, we have not really been affected by a lot of the labor shortages and supply chain issues. And so, as of now, we are moving, again, this late summer, early fall.
And people need to understand it's not just so you can have a new fancy building. It's to
absolutely
streamline your operations, make things more efficient, have more areas for people to work, more ways for volunteers to help, all of those things that go towards your mission of feeding families in North Carolina.
Correct. We do not have like a really good volunteer setup, and volunteers are super important to our organization. At our present facility, we do not have near enough cold storage, and that has really been one of our big front-facing missions now, is the focus on fresh food and healthy food, not just food, but you can't do that unless you have enough storage. And presently, we do not have the storage that we need at our facility. A lot of times we're having to rent refrigerated trucks to be able to, that have to run in our parking lot to be able to keep up with the supply that we have. So this will make all of that go away, which is awesome.
Because of the pandemic and inflation, we have more people than ever before looking at needing some kind of assistance feeding their families. And as you mentioned, you know, just because you're struggling doesn't mean that you can't have healthy food. And there's no shame in asking for help. That's what food pantries are there for. So Reedy, how can people find out about getting assistance for their families?
So the easiest way to find help is to go to our website, secondharvestnwnc.org, and there is a find help section there. It's super user friendly. You can either use like your geolocator on your computer or put in your address, and it'll show you all the resources close to you, whether it's pantries, soup kitchens, backpack programs, and it'll point you to one of our partner agencies.
And yes, because Second Harvest is basically like the landing page, you might say, for all of these other food pantries across the state. So you don't have to drive into Winston-Salem and necessarily get your food. There's probably a place very close to you that can help you out.
Absolutely. We have over 400 partner agencies spanning from Boone to Burlington, so 18 counties, and they are there to help. Like, they are in the business of helping. We do not do direct distribution from Second Harvest from our facility, but we have people all over that are open all different times, all different days, and again, are there to help.
And that website again is secondharvestnwnc.org. Reedy, do you have any final words that you'd like to share for our listeners about Empty Bowls and about the Second Harvest Food Bank?
Well, I just, Charlie, appreciate you having me on here. We just cannot thank anybody enough who supports us, whether it's coming to Empty Bowls or coming to our facility to volunteer or taking canned foods to a food drive. There are so many different ways to support us. And that's one thing that we found out during this pandemic and otherwise is we have a super awesome, inclusive, supportive community. And we are so thankful for that every single day and everything that we do. So I just can't thank everybody enough. And again, we'd love to see you at Empty Bowls on April 27th. And we'd love to see you at our new facility too.
Empty Bowls has gourmet, delicious soups that your whole family can enjoy. You don't have to cook that night. And your ticket helps the Second Harvest Food Bank, which is definitely a win-win. Once again, you can find out more information and buy your tickets on EmptyBowlsNC.org. Reedy Minch, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we hope you have a fabulous turnout at the 21st Annual Empty Bowls, April 27th.
Thank you so much, Charlie. I appreciate you having me.
And if you'd like to hear this interview again or any of the other ones that have been featured on Triad today, please visit 987simon.com, click on the podcast tab, and go to Simon On Demand. I'm Charlie, and this is Triad Today on 987 Simon.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.